Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast. Motherhood isn't always picture perfect, and we are three moms just trying to figure it out together. Let's get real. Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast.
That was cute.
My name is R. Shannon thinks this is cute.
I like the update. I mean, I like Shine the updated it, intro. Yeah. I do.
It was like okay. Short and sweet.
It is.
I'm going to send it to y'all right now.
Great.
Yay.
I appreciate that.
Woohoo. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's been a week.
Kyle had a week, and I feel like Shannon had a week, too. Shannon walked in, and the energy was so weird.
I know. I didn't mean to, and I felt and dated.
Kyle
shifted.
Needs I'm to just floating. Move to an island for, like, a week and come down after the week she had.
I really do.
Had a long
like, a farm on an island where there's farm. I can, like, go eat fresh fruits and vegetables and, like, walk to the beach and, like, just cleanse and be still. And absorb
lovely.
The sun.
I yes. would do a nudist it colony.
Like you, it looks like you have absorbed the sun. You look beautiful.
It's been
and
part of my healing regimen, my self-care. I literally, like, I'll go outside. I've been trying to commit to reading at least for, like, 1 hour a day.
Love that.
And I go outside, and I lay on one side for 30 minutes, and then I lay on the other side for 30
this
minutes.
This is a real thing. I've seen it twice.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie. So the first time I saw it, Ashley and Kenton, who are my friends that we like to travel with, our girls are always together, and they were at my house because they were hanging out, Emmy, their daughter, just doing camp with Ryder, and they live an hour away from us, so like they hang out while Emmy goes to camp. So Kyle's outside in the sun reading, and Kenton looks at me, and he goes, does she always do this? And I turn around, and there's like her sitting cross legs. And there's, like, books surrounding her, and we see her, like, to our view, she's rolling around because she's doing one side and she's doing the other. And I go, yep, that's her out there. And Ashley goes, I think she's always been like this. And I'm like, yep.
That's
she
my
has.
Sister.
So that was the first experience. Now, the second experience went a little different.
Are you clothed?
Yeah, she had clothes on that day.
Okay.
Yeah, I had,
the second
I had
day.
That day.
Second day.
And I had like a really bad like tan line on my leg. So I was like, I can't do this with clothes.
Yes. So the second day, Zach calls me and he goes, check the cameras.
Not and check the cameras.
I'm thinking, like, if he says check the cameras, like, my first thought, because so I think Final Destination.
Right, like, something happened.
Our house is blown up. Like, I'm right. not checking. I'm checking the cameras and the house has disappeared. Somebody's in the house. We got robbed. Like, a kid fell down the staircase. Like, I'm thinking worst case scenario. So I'm literally checking the cameras, checking every room. I'm like, babe, I don't see anything. He goes, look at the outside backyard camera, bro. I look at the backyard camera. Kyle's in. Let me just tell you, my backyard is not done. It's dirt. And then we have these roll out turf that we got from Home Depot to lay down for Ace's birthday that we just never took up because why not right
why
now?
Not? Yeah. It's been very useful.
And so it's like dirt, turf, and then dirt, right? And
view.
I view. See beautiful Kyle view. In an it in a bikini two piece, not a very a small bikini two piece, laid out and just like basking in the sun, looking like she's having the best day ever. And I'm just like, I wonder what our neighbors think. Like, if our neighbors stood on their balcony,
they could totally see.
They could see that my sister's in a two piece, surrounded by dirt and no pool.
They're seeing a whole lot of ass and titties.
And Zach is like, should we check on her? I'm like, no.
I was in my zone.
I think she's fine.
There was
she's
a,
happy.
There was an really open house next door one day. And I tell you, I look up and I was like,
hi, people.
I think I should go, like, I don't know. Hide. Yeah, just like, I was like, this just got like, it was, I don't know. I didn't know how to feel in that moment, but I didn't move.
But those moments of just laying down and, like, basking in whatever is the best. I did that in Atlanta this past week. God. And I just went in the backyard. I took my book. I took my journal and just laid in the grass for hours. And they locked me out of the house because they didn't know where I was.
They thought you left.
They thought I left. And I was like, no, I was literally just listening to the birds and looking at the forest.
Yo,
forest
the
nature, whole time.
It's like,
I was just listening to the birds talk the whole time. It was I get it. It's the best. I was just, I didn't care if bugs were crawling up my wherever parts at it. I didn't care.
It was lovely.
It was really funny.
I saw there were butterflies that came and landed by me. Aww. There was a bird one day that came. I felt like the bird, it was crazy. I was reading part of the book. This woman was talking about like shape shifting, not literally, but just like a transference of energy and connecting with nature. And this bird came over and in my mind I was like, are we transferring energy right now? Like, I literally was having like
Cheyenne's face.
The greatest time.
I want to go back in because our cameras record. I really would love to find a clip of Kyle laid out
just
to
laid
put
out.
Into this.
I think
to
that
show
would be
guys.
Awesome.
I think you just need to see what we saw.
I need to see what you saw.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You do.
I can just see Kyle just. I needed it.
Basking. I love it. Oh, I can tell. You look gorgeous. You're glowing.
Thank you. But this week,
even though you're tired,
I'm exhausted. So this past week was the Anime Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center. And like 8 years ago, my mom and I did this RFP with our printing business for this opportunity where it's like you're running the business service center at the Los Angeles Convention Center. When we first went on the walkthrough, there was like FedEx and like UPS reps. So we were like, oh, we're a small business. We might not get this. But we were still there laughing, listening, taking in all the information. Long story short, we got the contract. So we've been running the Los Angeles Convention Center's business service center for like the last 8 or 9 years. And we've done the Anime Expo every year. COVID, there was no expo. Last year, I wasn't in town for the expo. I was in D.C.
I worked it.
I had no forewarning.
And the show isn't I was there.
The show has grown so much in the last couple of years. Like before, it was like an 80,000 like person attendance daily. Now it's like 100,000 at a minimum daily attendance.
That's crazy.
And they came back with like full force after COVID. Like that first year I thought, okay, maybe like it's not going to be that much because it is COVID still. Mm-mm. And they were out.
Yeah, like, I'm sure they're probably out, so out, excited to be
so
out.
Excited. So
this year was a lot. And it was, I worked
can only imagine.
Friday, Saturday. So the show was actually Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. On the last day was July 4th. So I was working all the 4th of July. I'll take that holiday pay all day. But it was literally, I'm physically, like, I'm struggling right now to keep my eyes open. And, like, mentally, I'm so drained. And it's, like, even at night, although I was, like, exhausted, I was so overstimulated. Mm-hmm. Like, I could not sleep.
Zach, like, was the same way, because Zach worked at this, like, trip. Like, he worked this time. And he would come home, and I'm like, how was your day? You know, like, yeah. I've been at home all day with Ace, so I'm, like, ready for some adult interaction.
He's like, hey, I'm here.
And he's like, I need to just, like, chill. Like, I need to just come down from my day, because it is so much stimulation. Yeah, there's so many people. There's so many colors, costumes, accents. People from all over the world fly into this.
It's, yeah. You're dealing with all these people. On top of that, you're working and providing a service. So, like, I was a lot of, they have this thing called Artist Alley, where people who have literally, they do these hand drawings, mm-hmm. and they're incredible. Like, the people who are, like, vendors at this cleaned house, because the attendees, they bought everything they could buy. They took everything that they could take. Yeah. And, like,
I'm sure
they save up for this. Like, next year, I'm, like, literally, hey, if you're an artist and you're into anime, can you please reach out to me? Because I would love to create some black anime artists, because
it's a whole world.
I would love, it's great. And it's, like, it's such a diverse community. Like, there's all ages, there's families out there. You do see some odd things, but overall, like, I love community. And, like, I love that people have found, like, their community. I don't have to understand it. I don't have to get it. But just, like, there were no major incidents that happened. Like, for there to be that amount of people in one place, like, overall, it's a really cool thing to see. But, like, the people who are working it, and it's, like, I talked to other exhibitors, like, they were done. Like, everyone literally, I'm like, I need anime to actually pay for my vacation. Because, like,
it was a lot to handle.
It was
a lot.
It was so much. So I'm, like, printing for people. There's people who are shipping things, like, every day. When I say shipping things, they're buying, literally buying all this stuff.
Like, they're buying everything.
There were these two brothers that next day aired all their stuff. Like, they came, like, shit. Literally, like, two times a day. And not, like, little boxes. These are, like, boxes.
Of stuff. And it's not, like, a small price to pay.
No.
That's what I'm saying. I was just thinking next day. Like, hundreds of dollars.
Some of these people paid thousands of dollars.
And those boys are spending it every day.
People save up all year for the show.
Yeah.
So there were some people that bought items where I was like, you know, like, I'm interacting with these people. Yeah. Like,
trying to get
and
understand.
They're buying things. Like, there's this one guy who bought, like, an $1,000 sculpture. It's, like, made out of resin, and it came in two huge boxes. They were so big that we had to make boxes for these boxes. And I was like, hey, like, do you mind, like, if I have your information? Because I know he's, like, going to arrange this thing. And I'm like,
I want to see it. Like, show me, sir.
I'm genuinely
where are you going to put this in your home?
I work these shows. And I'm like, if there are some people who are coming in often, or, like, are just, like, you know, the vibe is okay, I'm like, do you mind if I have your social media? Because I do want to see how this is displayed. Or there's some people where I'm like, what kind of room do you have in your home where, like, all where of this is displayed?
Going? Yeah.
Like, I'm genuinely, like,
when I went
curious.
Down there yesterday, they were, like, making a box to ship, like, this giant life-size anime girl poster. But she was bigger than me.
What?
And the poster was that big, like a cardboard stand-up poster. And he's like, this guy really wants this poster at his house. And I'm like, this life-size,
they were
that huge thing.
But how do you...
6 and 7 feet posters, like cardboard.
That's cardboard cutouts that stand alone. And I'm just like,
and
what
some
you
of
got
them,
to do with that?
Some
where
of them
you
have,
to
like,
put that in your house?
Elaborate outfits.
What's about to go down
with that poster?
With you in that poster. Yeah.
Some of them were signed. Some of them I understand, because they were like...
Some of the posters are
some
signed?
Some of the posters were signed. So I was like, okay, I understand the value in that. But some I was just like...
That's a really fragile package.
Yeah. They really want.
People were spending. I'm thinking really about a life-size poster. I'm like, that's fragile, right?
I had a bunch of international shipping. That's a different type of packing.
So I've had to deal with both Kyle and Zach because they both worked it, and they're both so depleted after.
Oh, and yesterday
but
was
you're like, hey!
Depleted. Be my friend. I'm like, be my friend because I've had Ace all week. Ryder was with her dad for the 4th. He really likes the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And
go for it.
Like, first of all, I'm not, Corey's fourth looked amazing.
He's so fun. Really into the fourth.
I was trying to get on it again this year. I was like, hey, Taylor.
He's into the fourth. Like,
I did. I hit her up. I said, Taylor, so are you guys going back to that place again?
Yeah. So I'm not that big into the fourth.
But we didn't go.
And he's like, I want Ryder for the fourth, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, you know. To me, like, it's not a problem unless you make one. I'm not about to fight you on this holiday.
Right.
It's not that deep to me. It's deep to him. So he had her for the 4th. I had Ace all week, and I had a bunch of work that I needed to do, but Ace's nanny was sick. Ace is at that age where you can't sit him down and say, I'm about to do this work. You do you. He's like, we're playing. What are we playing? Ball, football, soccer ball. Throw this shit.
And every other word is, look at me.
Look, look, look.
Look at me.
Mommy, mommy, mommy. All day. So I'm like, okay. So all day I'm like, all right, Ace, what are we doing now? Like, you know, so I got nothing done, which was fine because I really liked just spending the one-on-one time with him because Zach was gone all day working. Ryder was gone, so it's me and Ace. So, by the time Zach would get home, Ace is finally, like, depleted from the day. So he's finally laid back looking like a grown man that has done shit all day.
Ace is hilarious.
And Zach walks in and he's like, I can't talk. Like, I don't want to be talked to, basically. Oh. I don't want to be touched. Like, I need a shower and then just, like, sit for, like, a good 3 hours and then we can talk.
Not a good three hours.
And I'm like, well, then it's bedtime. Like,
but then
bedtime now.
Y'all, it took me 2 hours to get into the tub the other day.
Like, you just didn't. You couldn't get that.
I literally walked straight into the house. I turned the tub on. I took all my clothes off. I think I peed. I drank some water. I turned the tub off. And then I said, I'll be right back.
I'll be right back.
And like, I sat on the corner of the bed, like not even like fully on the bed. Have you ever just been on the bed and just done one of these? Like just leaning? Because
I mean,
high bed.
I've done that, but there was somebody behind me.
Okay, well, there was no one there.
Sorry, it took me a second.
I actually was in that position not too long ago, like this morning.
I was in that position by myself for like a good hour.
So I was like, no, I don't need to do this.
I literally tried on
me.
An outfit this morning, and I'm like, babe, do you like this? And he's like, yeah. Bend over. Booty's out. I'm like, okay, I guess you liked it.
The things that happen when I find out when I'm in that house.
Like, I was like, okay.
Okay, thank you. Happy you like it.
Can you help me? Can you get off me now?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast.
I have a question. How did you end up in Atlanta? Because I feel like the last episode, Parker said, I want to go to Atlanta. And then I turned around and you're in Atlanta.
God heard her. And him.
It literally was manifested so quickly. I didn't expect it. My mom, I think it was like that Monday, she was like, hey, I'm looking at tickets for Atlanta. Are we all going? And I was like, I really don't want to go to Atlanta. I really don't want to go. It'd be perfect time for you to go. And then she was like, no, I think Parker would really love for you to experience it with him. And I was thinking back on the podcast of him, like, just talking about, like, the aquarium and all the things. So we ended up that Friday leaving for Atlanta until the 4th.
Have you done the Atlanta trip with him in the past?
I haven't done the Atlanta trip for him. So
normally your mom takes him.
Normally my mom takes him every summer or not every summer, but yeah.
I feel like he goes every
So
that's
every
why
summer.
He said he wanted to go to Atlanta.
So he loves Atlanta. He loves experience. He loves that he gets to go to a bunch of museums and just have family time. So we went, and it was a really nice, it was relaxing because they live in the suburbs of Atlanta. So it's just super chill and quiet and like forest and just
a lot of trees
and just green. So it was nice. And then we went to a couple museums. We went to his favorite aquarium the second to last day that we were there. And it was just fun to experience it with him. It was fun.
Did you like the aquarium?
I did. And I've been before when I was younger. I feel like I'm getting old because Crouch is in this big.
It's big.
It's just too much. And I was at a point where, like, all right, Parker, you see enough fish? Are we done?
I feel like that's how I felt after pushing strollers and everything.
Right.
I was like
okay. I'm but done. It's really cool because I love that it has so many different sections of the ocean and, you know, whatever's. Wow. Yeah. So it was nice. And we just got back on the 4th.
How was the weather?
The weather was nice. It was a lot of thunderstorms, but just really humid.
Yeah.
So say your skin looks good.
Thank you.
Like
between Miami and Atlanta.
That humidity. You know what? As much as like I might complain about humid weather when
but
I'm in it.
It's so nice. Like I feel like it just you feel good in it.
It like just helps your skin just glisten and glow. Like, I love a sun-kissed humidity trip. Like, maybe that's what I need to.
No, it was fun. I was happy that we get to go. No.
My weave starts to feel like a hat.
Huh?
Ooh, does it like swell?
Like a hat.
It swells like underneath.
Yeah, because the sewing.
That's
so
why I have
like,
this damn hat on. My hair looks real crazy. I'm not ready.
Off. I wanted to wear
Do you ever today. Feel like you just don't want to unbraid your braids?
Yes, every time I get braids.
I am at that point where I know I should take them out, but I'm dreading that time to take.
Is that a service?
What is it here?
That's
stylist?
A service that Jasmine offers now at Extended Beauty Bar, by the way.
I was going to say, that's a service that I would offer because I always braid my Cheyenne and my mom's. Like, if somebody was like, hey, I need to get my hair and braid it consistently.
How much would you charge?
Oh, no, I'm going to see what Jasmine got popping off.
Yeah,
I ain't saying no prices without doing my
research.
She has
a takedown. She has a takedown service where you can go to her and get
that's
your
lovely.
Weave taken down, and then they wash and blow dry and style
right,
you.
And then,
or you can
that's
get your
so
braids
smart.
Taken down.
Yeah.
Yeah, because let's say you don't have a friend to help you. Like, I've definitely taken out a weave before, and
does Zach help
I cut
you
my
ever?
Hair. Yeah, he'll help me.
Okay.
But I like the takedown.
I asked the person I talked to, I said, how much do you love me? Do you love me to the point where you help me take out my braids?
Zach has helped me
like,
take
hell
down
yeah.
my braids.
Okay, yeah. That's love.
He's helped me take a weave out before, and then he, you know, he's cracking up the whole time. Like, once the hair, once the weave hair
Zach
is out,
is making stuff.
And then it's like your little beehive thing. He's like, look at your dumb ass. Like, He's definitely not doing it like in a loving way. He's definitely like talking shit the entire time. I don't care. So I'm like, take it out.
Just
like,
take it out. You're helping me.
Someone like, this is why I want to do my research. Cause I would have to do like a whole like relaxing thing where it's like got some aromatherapy so you can relax. Cause I would oil your scalp.
Oh, you're doing the whole shebang bang.
Yeah. I'm not like I'm a not licensed getting any of that. Hair person, but like,
I don't get that treatment.
Like, no.
Well, we got to get some oils. I'll oil your scalp next time.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe next time go to her.
She did take out my last braids. Yeah. Zach was supposed to help me, but...
I'll take him out if you come to Cheyenne.
I literally laid on the couch, and I was in such a bad mood. Not a bad mood, but I just had a really long day. Yeah. And a really bad day that day. And Kyle and my mom came over, and Kyle just...
I had me, to like
Kyle had to like cuddle
adjust
me.
To Aww. Her body.
I couldn't move. I was just like she was stuck. Done.
Yeah, but that's the perfect. That's nice to have someone cuddle you and you don't have to move.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Like, let me just.
And it was like there were the way her head was laid. I like couldn't get to braids.
So I she was would like, literally pick my I head up like, and like Aww. Move
I was,
it.
Like, it was a very like I was trying to be gentle because it was.
I was
me,
like in a state of like.
I'm done.
I couldn't do anything
else.
He
was like, my check engine's on.
Yeah, and it was on all day.
Actually, the car has stalled out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My car died yesterday.
And then her car really stalled out
really?
Yesterday.
Yes. My car was in the shop for like 3 weeks getting something fixed, and I really feel like my Jeep is just at the end of its time.
The Jeep is Jeeped
out. And then I got it out the shop last week. It's been a week since I've had it, and then yesterday we were driving it. Well, 2 days ago we were driving it. Zach's like, the car's doing something weird again. I'm like, we just got out the shop.
Right, like, no.
So then yesterday he was coming to pick me up, and it just stopped again. It just died completely, so we had to wait for a tow truck.
Oh, my God.
And that was, like, a four-hour ordeal.
Were you guys far from where?
Oh, yeah. We were about an hour from our house.
Zach went back to the convention center to do some work. And then Cheyenne, my mom, Nana, and I went and got our nails done. And Zach was picking Cheyenne. I'm so happy to have gotten my nails done because my nails were looking real crazy
like,
this week.
You banged on them.
Right. Y'all, because they were starting to like, my gel was peeling because all the boxes.
They look pretty.
Yeah, they
I was
look good.
Cutting hella paper. I had little nicks on my hands. Like,
so you needed hand care.
I need like a full body paraffin. That's how I feel
that
right
sounds
now.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't even know if they do a full body paraffin. Is that a thing?
I don't know. You would have to be dipped in something.
I'm not trying to get my coochie dipped in
well,
that.
Well, not my coochie. Like, I would definitely off. Stick my whole leg in a paraffin.
Anyway, we went and got our nails done, and then Zach came to pick me up from, and it was on Melrose.
Okay.
Yeah. And the car died right outside of the... Yeah, on that corner.
Right over there.
It was a mess.
No.
But
and that's so busy.
Yeah, it was a hot mess.
But it was still like a fun time.
We still had fun. We sat in the car for hours.
Nana was there.
And cracked up. Nana was so freaking funny. She's so funny. Kyle was telling like a very like emotional story to Nana and I. And one that, like, you know, Kyle's, like, low-key about to cry.
Yeah.
Like, it was emotional, and she was a lot of emotion behind it. So, like, I'm genuinely, like, paying attention because I can see, like, this is something that
serious.
Is serious, and it's on her mind and heart
and stuff. I was depleted in my feelings.
In her feelings, right? So she's doing the story, and then all of a sudden I look over at Nana, and Nana's asleep. I'm like, damn.
She said, I'm
so
going to sleep, girl.
Up. Nana wakes up and goes, huh? And then we're like, Nana, Kyle's literally making eye contact with you. You fall asleep on her.
I watched
and then
her lay her head back.
She
and
lays
I was
back
like...
again, like, and then goes back to sleep. She's like,
girl, I don't have time for this story.
And Nana could have said,
shut up.
She would have. Like, if she could have told Kyle, another day.
She said, not now.
But it, then legit. At the end of it, she was like, thank you. I've had such a great time. Kyle, great story.
She legit complimented Kyle within when it was time to go. That was a great story.
Not Kyle, great story. She's you like, said, thank Nana, you. You didn't even listen to my story.
I was like,
I was so tired. And like, the way I like live my life, I have this whole like, release, replenish, respect. And, like, part of my come down, part of me decompressing, I had to release. So I was literally going through, like, all, like,
everything
parts
probably...
of my body, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even on the way home, so Kyle ended up waiting with us so that she could take Zach and I home. And she was coming back mm-hmm. to our house that night, and we all hung out. I was like, I'm gonna hide. On the way home, Zach sat in the front seat, and he just, like, put the seat back and just went to sleep because he was standing outside the whole time waiting yeah. for the tow truck. And he was in the sun. I was in the air-conditioned car. I would hop on, you know, check on him.
But the man was being the man like, and the husband. I'm going to wait
over here.
Yes.
So I knew on the way home he needed to just, like, chill. But Kyle needed to talk.
Kyle's like, I still have things to say.
Whatever that replenish thing or respect or what release.
I was releasing.
We were on release mode. She talked the whole way. The whole way. It's a whole hour way. She talked. I don't think I said all of but two words. And then, like, last night, me and Zach are in the kitchen, he goes, what the fuck was your sister talking about that whole time? He said, every time I would even turn my ears on, she was talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. And I said, I know. I know because...
You said, I was awake.
I was awake.
He's like, I was there.
And I had to...
I couldn't even tell you what I was talking about.
Bro,
I was just about to ask, what were you...
So... I can't even tell you. It was so many topics. Like... It was so much, and I'm literally
my brain
like,
was literally like,
but I can tell
overdrive.
She needed to release.
It is really hot in this room.
But I have one question for you because I've had a few people comment and they just want a really quick update.
Yes. Oh boy,
how's Tractor Man?
He's good. Dre and I are good.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Tractor Man has a name now.
Yeah, he has a name.
What's
now.
His name?
His name is Dre.
I think I like calling him Tractor Man better.
We all gonna call him Tractor Man, but like
I think I liked him better nameless.
Whatever.
I have an update.
Tell us, Shannon.
On my uterus.
Oh. How's that thing doing?
So you guys, I took Kyle's advice and because I was thinking of just different ways. I went to urgent care like the day after I talked about it. And I got an ultrasound, which they detected that they saw it in my uterus. But they saw that I'm just giving you guys a whole lesson today. But I feel like it's necessary because I feel like women, we don't talk about this enough. But anyways, they saw it and they saw that there's like tissue buildup. So I'm really big on like I've been freaking out because like there's so many different things on the internet. But anyways, I took Kyle's suggestion and I reached out to Steamy Chicks and I sought out a therapist. What is it called?
A hydrotherapist.
And so I told them my needs and my wants of what type of therapist I would like. And they sent me an amazing woman my way. And I immediately, after I got that email, I immediately reached out to her and she reached out to me right away and I had a consultation. And it's really cool. The consultation is like an hour long and they go through everything that has to do with your vagina. Like, but they're asking you in-depth questions that maybe we don't even think about as women.
Can you give me an example of a question?
So... Really, like, asking you, like, about your period flow. Do you know every, like, I don't normally think about everything about my period. Of, like, how I start my period. Is your period start very light or does it start already heavy? How long are your periods?
The
like,
color.
what type of blood comes before your period? Is it light blood? Is it dark blood? What color? Like, all these different little things. And then how are you, like the cycle of after your period and like the like what type of discharge do you have? What does this mean? And that means and all these like literally in-depth questions and like me telling her about my history and like what type of things I have in tissues and me having a cesarean has to deal a lot with like my body. Mm-hmm. And it was just so comfortable too. She was such a beautiful light spirit. So it was just so easy to talk to her.
Yeah.
Good. And then even talking about like your intimacy with your partner, like what type of things are this and that. Mm-hmm. And
so when she's asking you these things, are you just telling her and then she's giving you like explanations for things or it's just more like you're just telling her the answers?
So she has a form, a long form that she's asking these questions for. And she shared the screen with me so I can look at the form and see how it is. And then she'll give me like a diagnosis of like what I can do to prevent these things or help these things or what these things mean. And it's like an in-depth, like mm-hmm. one-on-one, like she was just so open to share whatever I needed to know. Mm-hmm. So like sometimes like I don't, for me, like I don't think so deep into my period. I'm like, we haven't been taught.
To no.
So like in my head, I'm like, yeah, I just had my period. Like, and it comes every month around the same time, like whatever, whatever. But when I took out my IUD, I automatically went, I never did the period app. So I started doing that to just really calculate and like be sure. Mm-hmm. So then like that helped me within our like little consultation. So just, she was very in depth, very sweet, just very knowledgeable of everything that I needed to know. She was telling me like little things that I could change with my diet, mm-hmm. To keep me imbalanced, to just all these things. And then, so I'm super excited. Today I get my package and today I get another like online, like another.
Your package to Steam?
My package to Steam. So she right away, it was so cool because she was like super excited with me. So she sent me all these things that I can be using. I'm so hyped. So she just sent me all these text messages of like different washes that I could use for my vagina, like imbalance, like, you know, just like super organic. She gave me new pads that she likes to use. She was like, yeah, the pads that, you know, that are out there that it say they're super organic and clean for your vagina. She was like, no. So she sent me these. She gave me suggestions on those, on like mm-hmm. tampons and other things. She said not to use tampons, but like pads mm-hmm. that are super organic with no chemicals and all these different things. And I'm just like, my mind, and I was like, okay, keep coming. Like, I love this. Thank you. So it was super cool to just have that experience. So, and she's always checking on me and sent me so many, like, I didn't expect her to send me all the recommendations of like different cleanse, like, different things that I can be doing at home.
I feel like that's gonna be me.
Does she have a page?
Like an Instagram page or something that we could link most so definitely, that people can find her?
She was so excited that like, you know, that I reached out and she was like, I've never had anybody from California reach out to me. And I'm like,
I've referred a few people in Atlanta, which is so funny.
I was so excited.
I love this.
And she was just, it was just such a good experience. And like, she's checked on me a couple times since we've had our talk, and she's like, okay, well, this is gonna do this, and like giving me different opportunities. Because when you steam, you ultimately, it's like a box that you sit on, but she was like, girl, they're really expensive, they're like $200 mm-hmm. to buy one. She was like, we're gonna be crafty, and then she gave me different options mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And told me what was the best thing to do. So my option, since I'm not gonna at the moment buy a $200 stool,
I'll have one for us soon.
She gave me an option, like, you know, there's like I could do a bowl mm-hmm. and like do my own thing and like put on my toilet and sit there and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm just excited I get to do it today. So
Shannon's gonna go home and steam her pussy. Yeah.
But I'm excited too because she said ultimately it will help
release
the
IUD.
The IUD and soften my tissues inside my uterus. Yeah. Because I'm really scared with, I've saw a couple people reach out and it's like, oh, it's fine. Like, it's normal. But, like, I'm scared for them to, like, scrape and, like,
do all
that stuff inside me. Because, like,
when is that supposed to happen?
I'm supposed to get the surgery or whatever, the takeout procedure done on the 13th. But it just, I'm hoping it makes me so nervous.
How the steaming goes. So first I hope that it, you do it, because the reason why I suggested it to Shannon, I just was learning all the I can't even say the word. I'm gonna put it right here. I'm gonna send you the word, Travis. This is the word. Contraindications, whatever. But basically, it was like people who are on different types of birth control, you tend to kind of stay away from steaming because it can help release the tissues.
Yes.
So then you're able to, like, it might help with pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
So when Shannon was like, the tissue, I was like, oh, we actually want to soften these tissues. Like, this will be perfect and help, like, with that release. So it's like, even, like, as I'm learning and studying this stuff, it's like, if I'd known, like, you were getting your IUD taken mm-hmm. out, initially, this is, like, what I would suggest to other people. If you know, like, I would steam ahead of time
help
soften those tissues around your, like, your IUD so that when it is being removed, it's, like, it's ready.
Right. It's ready to come out.
It's not, because like, it seems like it's like it attaches itself and it's like holding on or it's being mm-hmm. held on to. So it's like you have to prepare your body for these things as well.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy that I'm you excited reached out. Too.
Like, I want to know what happens next week. When I mean, tell us. I want like the update next week excited. After you use all the stuff and suggestions yeah. that she gives you.
So I would love you if guys. You connected us too, because like yeah. until I get my certification, like
no, she since would I've talked love about to talk it, to you about...
people have reached out, and most of them have been in Atlanta.
And... She's in. I think she's in South. She's somewhere. She wasn't in Atlanta.
Okay.
But she was like, oh, okay, are you going to come to me? Or I'm like, no.
I'm at home.
She was like, I'm going to be home. We can do a Zoom. Yeah. But it was a perfect, and like, she really makes sure it's like the time, since it's 3-hour time difference, uh-huh. she's like, always, she's like, but I'm up. She's like, you can text me whenever yeah. you want.
That's like, such a good service. Yeah. Like, I mean, such... I like when you find these things, and some of these things can be uncomfortable. Sitting yes. here and telling somebody about your vagina and yes. your history and stuff like that. But when you find someone that has such a spirit that you can connect to easily, and then you see they actually have good service,
mm-hmm. yeah,
it's a good feeling.
You're right. It is. It's weird talking about your vagina and then talking about your sex life. Yeah. And then
Do you
I'm
think
like,
people will be okay talking to me about their vaginas?
Yeah.
So I'm about to be all up like, what the
When you say it like that.
You think people are okay to talk about your vaginas?
Are you guys going to talk about your vaginas to Kyle? Let us know.
Please, because I'm really trying to learn
this
stuff.
She's going to be really mad if she does all this schooling and certifications and then no one wants to talk to her about their vaginas.
I'm trying to heal our vaginas one vagina at a time.
Well, you helped me out, girl.
Y'all. Hearing one vagina a day.
But basically what it is, it's like a holistic gynecology. So yeah. If you have PCOS, endometriosis, fibroids, cyst, if you have a painful menses,
or if you
like,
deal
those
with,
are imbalances. Like, if it's there are ways to cure it that don't take a chemical pill or a Tylenol.
Yeah, and she was like talking about like even if people dealing with like UTIs or yes. like
yeah.
BV or things like that. Like, she was like, oh, girl, you're gonna feel good in like 1 second. Yes. I'm like, oh, she was like, it could like cure. Gonna be softened. I'm like, she's like, I'm
it
pretty
helps.
Sure
painful sex
it'll come out in a yeah
even like with pregnancy there's pre and post labor steaming, so it's like the steam helps open up the canal also, so like you don't do it while you're pregnant because like you should, you know, but like right you I think at like 36 weeks you can start steaming and it helps, you know,
yeah,
when that time comes and in your healing. So
oh yeah, let's get right,
look it up, y'all. Steamy Chick is where It's where it's at.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's gonna get done and it's gonna look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So for the last 10 to 15 minutes of this episode, we have a special guest that has requested to come back on. She saw a few clips from her episode, and she thought that it went amazing. So she asked me last night when she found out that we were going to do the podcast, she asked if she can come back, and she's like, I want them to ask me more questions. So we're going to do a quick little interview with Rye for about 10 minutes. You guys sent so many questions. It's honestly ridiculous.
Yeah, I honestly think Ryder just needs her own podcast. Like,
y'all,
and bring on her little friend.
No, she got more questions than I've ever seen.
Are like legit questions where I'm like,
oh my God.
Yeah. There's so
That's
why
I said you could do quick scrolls and it like goes and then you do another quick scroll. Yeah. Like,
Ryder, do you want to come answer some questions?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
She came in ready.
Okay, sit down.
Want this, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Marshmallow, you want to take off your mask?
Oh, Marshmallow's back too. Yes. Sorry, I forgot to introduce her. Here, want me to take Marshmallow's mask off?
Our support child.
Okay. All right, take a seat.
You look so beautiful today, Rye.
What do you say?
Are you testing your mic?
Oh, whoa.
What do you say when someone tells you you look
beautiful?
Thank you. Yeah. You're welcome. So, Rye, you got a bunch of questions. I'm going to try to pick out, I'm going to pick out my favorite question, and then I'll pass the phone in. Auntie Kyle and Auntie Shannon can pick out some of their favorite questions. What do you
and
think?
And then we can do all of them.
Oh. Okay, what do you think about that idea?
Good.
Someone said, hey, Ryder, I have a question regarding you being on TV since you were born. How is it?
I think it's really fun being on TV, surrounded by cameras, flashes, lights.
So you like it?
Mm-hmm. I'm really used to cameras just being around me.
Oh, okay. She said, is it something that you like to do? Do you like when the crew comes over to film?
Yeah, because of a girl named Gabby.
Who's Gabby?
So she basically plays with me when there's grown-up scenes that I can't be in.
So Gabby is the set teacher that Ryder loves.
Boz loves her, too.
Yes, we actually all love Gabby.
I was about to say,
we all love Gabby.
There's been a few times where Gabby wasn't available and there would be another set teacher and we'd all be like,
Hi.
Where's Gabby? Ryder, are you ready for the first grade?
Yeah.
What are you most excited about in terms of starting school?
I can't wait to see my teacher.
Your teacher?
What about learning? Are you excited for the learning part?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a favorite subject?
Unicorns.
That's your favorite subject?
You know, like math, science, history, English.
Maybe that's your favorite subject, okay?
What's your favorite subject to learn in school?
I'll say math. And recess.
Math and recess.
Well, okay, so Ryder and her friends like FaceTime with each other in the morning, and this morning they were doing math problems together.
Were they?
What?
Yeah.
Who were you doing math problems with?
Ayla, but it was just a school game that we were playing.
What kind of school game? That's kind of cool, math problems.
What game was that?
It was like a school game with our dollies, and I was one of the students, the new student.
Oh, so you guys were playing school.
Yeah, on phone.
Oh, that's cool. Y'all are creative on the phone.
Ryder.
Like really playing.
Don't do that, Ryan.
Ryder, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Just kidding. I love that. No, I don't know why I said blue like that.
Oh my god. Ryder, what's your favorite color? Blue.
Look how Ryder's looking.
Tell Auntie Shannon what your favorite color is.
Blue.
I love
pink,
that.
Pink and yellow.
I do remember that because Parker made you a pair of shoes one time with all those colors on it.
And she refuses to wear them every time I ask her to.
Really?
She does not want to.
Thanks, Ray.
She's like, I'm not messing these up. I'm not wearing these to school. I'm not wearing
it's
this
It's okay
this
to
outfit.
Mess them up. Shoes are meant to be worn.
She wants them to stay clean. She said that those are special.
Is this how it starts?
That's really sweet of you, but nice. Auntie would love if you wore them.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, her dress is blue, yellow, and pink.
I love it.
And some green and some green.
Who styled your outfit today?
My friend named Ella. She's the one on the phone playing school with me.
Okay.
Hey, Ryder, what do you love most about your siblings?
So let's start with
their faces.
Oh, let's start with Ace. What do you most love about Ace?
How he throws.
You love how Ace throws. What do you love the most about Mila?
How she tackles me.
Okay.
I love it. And what about Miss Maya? What do we love about Maya?
Her squeaking little sounds that she makes. Like,
you like your little baby noises? Mm-hmm. I just want to say I admire how sweet you are as a big sister.
Thank you.
I saw you, one picture of you holding, I think it was Mila, and holding her face while she was sleeping. I thought that was very sweet.
July, that was
so sweet, Rye.
I love it. At first, I was a little like on Corey's page where it was like, why does Ryder need a phone? But now that Ryder has a phone, Corey loves it, and so do I. Because I get like, hey, Auntie, I get my voice notes, but then Ryder sends me pictures as well. So I get her I'll get her drama like, I'm just making a face. I don't know what's going on. But then she sends me pictures of her sisters also, and it makes me so happy because I'm
That's so sweet.
Ryder really is like, she's big sis.
She's a big sis. I love that.
Ryder, what's your favorite food?
Ooh. Okay. That is a hard one. Yeah. I haven't tried every food in the world.
But what would be your favorite food right now?
Let's move that you have
so
tried.
I can see your face.
She said, I don't know enough to give an answer for this. Excuse me.
Okay. It is croissants.
Croissants?
Okay, who's your...
And boba.
Croissants and
boba. Ooh,
yeah.
That sounds like a good...
Answer these questions quick so we can get some more questions in, okay? Who is your favorite cook out of all of your parents? Who cooks the best to you?
Taylor. And mommy.
She wasn't expecting that.
She wasn't. And who else? You come
and
second.
And mommy and Rebecca. Taylor's mom.
Oh. Dang, I gotta try Taylor's food now.
Right, Taylor, come over and cook for us.
Who do you like to do your hair the most? It's okay, say it again.
Jasmine?
Extended beauty bar.
Get it right.
What would you do if you had
that was great.
Special powers?
Jasmine?
What would your special power be?
Can I pick two?
Yes.
Invisible?
Mm-hmm.
Convincible?
What's convincible mean?
Are you going to, like, convince other people to do things?
Or invincible?
No. Are you trying to be invincible?
So I can, I think that means I can never, ever be hurt.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And why would you want to be those things? Why would you want to be
force field? So when I get the car accident, I just feel like
that's right. Yeah. I think you already are invincible, Ryder.
You for sure are invincible.
Yes.
I agree.
You're my hero.
That is your power.
So do you like modeling and taking all the pictures?
Yes. Well, kinda. Only if I get an award after.
I heard that.
What kind of award do you get?
A toy from Target and a piece of chocolate.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love that for you, Ryan.
What's your middle name?
K.
Single letter club. How do you, one of the questions I saw was, how do you know when someone is kind? Or like, how do you know when someone is being kind?
Kindness is like when you say a nice thing to people.
Yep. Yes.
Since I'm like so kind, my body can scan people.
It can scan people? Mm-hmm. Are we kind?
Ryder said, yes. I am a reader.
Yes. She said, I'll scan. Do you like when people recognize you and ask you to take pictures?
Yes.
So you like taking pictures with people? Yes. So, okay, if you stop pulling on your dress, it will stop coming down, okay? Thank you. What do you want to be for Halloween this year?
Powerpuff Girls with my friends.
Yep.
That is so cute.
Yes.
Yeah, they already planned it. They're arguing over the colors.
She had me look up all the colors and read descriptions of the girls one night.
Don't say it. Can I be a Powerpuff Girl with you, Ray?
Well, my...
She's like, those positions are taken.
Right, she's like...
7 years. Let's talk about it later.
She said,
I want to be a vampire.
Okay.
Or Avatar with Mama.
We're going to be a family of avatars. She's going to be Powerpuff Girls when she goes trick-or-treating.
That's so cool.
I
want to
do an avatar picture.
Okay,
what makes somebody a good friend?
Saying kind things.
What else makes you a good friend? How are you a good friend?
Since I'm nice, so I'm trying to fix problems.
You try to fix problems?
Uh-huh. I try to stay out of battles.
Stay out of battles?
Yeah.
What else makes you a good friend?
I'm making new friends.
What does that mean?
Making new friends, like making friends.
Like if you see somebody who's not playing with anybody, what do you think you should do?
Make friends. Since at like my school, one day a girl was crying, and like there was lone people, so my teacher will always remind me, like, hey, there's this girl that has a friend. You want to play with her? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good You're thing such to do.
So being inclusive, that's kind.
Okay, let's do one more, okay? Do you have a favorite memory with me or with your dad? What's one of your favorite memories?
My first ever time walking in the old house.
That was a favorite memory? Oh, I like that.
I think we were watching Moana or Boss Baby.
I think it was Moana.
Yeah.
Why do you remember that?
Wow.
She's seen videos. This is creeping me out because, like, why do you? Like,
right.
Yeah. Someone actually.
That's so young.
And one of the things, it was, like, not a question, but Ryder has a really good memory, and I want to say does. Yes.
So that's a Ryder. Favorite memory that you have with both of us, or?
Mama, I think. Mm-hmm. I think Auntie was there. Auntie Kyle.
Auntie was there?
I was.
I think.
Yeah. Your dad was there, too.
He was.
I think he's in the video.
Wow.
Can this be our last question?
Yeah.
She said that's it.
You want to tell everybody?
That was a great memory.
Thank you for her.
Thank you for all the questions.
That was really nice.
Thank you, Ryder, for sharing with us.
Yeah, thank you, Ry.
You're welcome.
See you later, sis.
I feel like that's a question we get all the time. Like, does Ryder actually like doing this stuff? Like, mm-hmm. Does she like filming? Does she like taking pictures? Does she like...
Her schedule.
Like, her schedule, and she does. She loves it.
Yeah.
I think she thrives with it.
Yeah, this week she had an off week, so... I think that got a little confusing when I did talk about Ryder's schedule. Mm-hmm. Everyone is like, why does she do so much? But she does a lot, and then she has off weeks where she does nothing. Mm-hmm. And this is an off week for her.
Which is a balance.
And she's looking at me like, balance. Where's my shit at? Why are we doing anything? What are we doing? Yeah, so she does have off weeks where she has no classes, no camp. And it's just like, you know, she kind of has to come along with me and what I'm doing or mm-hmm. if she wants to hang out at the house, whatever. But right now she's like,
there's nothing to do.
There's nothing.
So my mom still kind of laughs about Cheyenne because Cheyenne will be like, and then what?
Yeah. Like, As a kid, I was always like, so what's next?
What's next? And Ryder is the same way where Ryder, she thrives in that, like, with that schedule. shit makes her like, this is what I am doing.
I feel like some kids thrive off of it, and then some kids aren't.
They don't need it.
They don't need it. But a lot of, like, I feel like our kids need, speaking for all of us, but, like, I feel like we do so much already that our kids need, they're used to having, like, things planned for them. Like, what's next? Yeah. Like,
she likes the structure behind it.
And being active.
And she likes being active. I feel like she likes the anticipation of, like, picking out her outfit for whatever the activity is. So with this being a down week for her, she's like, okay, so why? Like, why aren't we, why? Like, I like,
where are we?
I like gymnastics. I like this. I like that. And I'm just like, well, this is a week to chill and relax. And she's like, I'm relaxed. Like,
good.
Now what?
I'm a kid. So,
yeah, this week she's rolling with me all week. But
what's that meme where it's like, I'm up. And I'm down. And I'm up again. And I'm down again.
I'm fucking shit up. I'm down. I'm down.
That's Ryder.
Yeah, no, literally. But next week, she's going to Michigan with her dad for quite some time, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. She'll be gone for a while. Not a while, but she'll be gone for at least a little bit more than a week. So I'm just like,
it's good to have this downtime.
Yeah, I'm like, you needed this downtime. You're about to go on a trip. So, like, it's okay to have downtime before your trip. But she's like, well, if I'm going on the trip, then I should have did camp first so that I'm since on my friends. I won't be here. And I'm like, okay, the logic behind that actually makes a lot of sense. But
you're with me, kid.
You're with me, so you're rolling with me. But it's, I think it's interesting to see some people as parents gravitate towards, like, oh, I like the structure. I like the schedule. And then other parents who are like, I don't like structure or schedule for the summer. I let them kind of like do what they want, which I think it just, you just have to figure out what works for your kid.
And for you.
And for you. And I think the ages, what, however old your kid is, will depend on what they're doing.
Yeah. Exactly. I agree. I totally agree.
I agree. But I saw a lot of people ask me after, like, about Ryder's schedule and how I
saw that a lot.
I keep
too.
It up.
Oh, how you keep it up.
Yeah. And just like if it's too much on her, and I'm like, she's one of those kids where she needs it.
Yeah. But Ryder will also communicate, like, if she's tired.
If she doesn't want to do
She doesn't want to do something, she will be like, today's not my day.
And I feel like, Shy, you're really good at listening
to
your kid. You're like, great, let's not do shit.
Let's turn on a movie.
We about to lay up.
Because it's actually not my day either.
So it really, really does, like, it balances itself out,
I think. Does. Yeah. And it's the same thing with Ace. Like, he has an intense schedule too, and this week we were like, if he sleeps in and he misses his first class, he misses his first class.
Yeah.
Like, we have makeups, but if he's up at that 7 o'clock, he's going to that 9 o'clock class. Like,
we're going.
Yeah. So I think you just have to fill your kids out.
I think that's,
judge the next parent who does do
things or
things or who doesn't do things.
Because one exposure. Thing I saw, like, somebody say, like, oh, it's like you're just throwing away your kid. Throwing away your kids because they have so many activities. I don't think it's like putting them off. It's like it's exposure and it's them seeing
social skills.
Friends.
I definitely don't think it's throwing your kid away, throwing them off, or like throwing him to other people to take care of them.
I don't
think that's the way to think about it. I feel like for me, I really want to build my child up
and
to build both my kids up. And for them to have different experiences and to figure out what it is that they like. Right now, Ryder's not sure what she likes, and she expresses that. Now, if she said, I want to do gymnastics, I don't want to do singing,
then you're
we'll
gonna
focus on this, gymnastics. And that gets canceled out. But right
don't
now,
don't even put that into the air.
Sorry. She's like, I want to do everything. So as her mom, I'm going to put you in everything to try everything. Like, I don't think that that's putting my kid off on other people. I think that's doing experiences.
I'm laughing at that. Don't even put that in the air. Ryder, so I've been taking voice lessons, and Ryder told me she wants to take voice lessons too. So I'm like, whoa, don't talk about our voice lessons.
Sorry.
It's going to be our auntie and niece bonding.
Yeah.
Bonding time.
But
music.
All right. Do you guys have any advice or WTFs this week?
My advice came from Ryder. Yesterday, I was, like, literally half dead, but Cheyenne and Ryder were painting outside, and Ryder was like, Auntie, come paint. And I was like, at first, I was like,
Kyle was avoiding us.
I just, I literally had nothing for, I didn't even have anything for myself. Like, I was literally just like, no.
Yeah, but she couldn't even say, I couldn't even say no. She just literally ignored us.
Yeah. So I just couldn't. But then I like got up and went and got some water and I saw them. And at that point I was like, okay, I guess I'll just walk this way. And I came and I sat out there and Ryder was like, this is the painting for peace zone. Peace only.
Oh.
We're not talking. We're not doing this.
You have to be quiet. No, yeah, it's peaceful just quiet. Painting.
It's just peaceful painting.
Oh, I love that.
And I was like, okay, I could do this. And then I started painting. And Ryder was like, you know what, Auntie, I'm so happy you're here. And I was like, okay, Ryder. And like, she just kept saying little positive things to me. And then like, as my painting was like, got, you know, developed at one point, she said, oh, Auntie, I'm so happy I called you over here. You are an artist.
I knew you were an artist.
I knew you were an artist. And in that moment, I was like, yeah, girl, I am an artist. I really could have cried because I was just like, I am an artist.
Yeah, you see me. You see me right now.
So in that moment, it just reminded me, even when you were like done sometimes, like it's okay for like replenishment to come from other areas outside of yourself. And it's okay to allow people to like pour into you sometimes when you are depleted. And in that moment, I felt like my niece was like pouring into me.
Aww.
With positive talk and peaceful painting.
There's a lot of affirmations happening. None towards me, but all.
It was
like, towards Kyle.
Like, you're all right, Mom.
Yeah. And it just really reminded me like Ryder is very, like, she's so special to me. So it was, if you have a niece, if you have a nephew, like,
spend time
with them. Like, whether it's with your sibling or their parent or not, like, and I think that's just something that I've tried to embrace this summer, even though I've been like kidless, mm-hmm. I've been able to spend more time with Ryder, and it has been such a special and just fulfilling state of joy. So even when you are dead sometimes, let those kids pour into you and just they will give you what you need. And yeah.
Little angels.
Yeah, let the kids be the angels that they are.
Shannon, you have one?
My WTF is the whole flight, pretty much the whole flight from going home from Atlanta, Parker was farting the whole time.
Oh.
That's my WTF because it stunk so bad. And we were those people on the flight. We just probably, there are probably people around us thinking like, what the fuck is that?
Were
and it was my child, and he thought it was the funniest thing. I said, Parker,
were they loud?
No, they were deadly.
Silent but deadly.
I would just sit there, and he'd be like, hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. I'm like, boy, if you don't stop, it was ridiculous. That's my WTF. I was like, boy, if you don't.
People fur on the plane.
Right? And it's just like
potent. Like,
It stays.
Yeah,
right.
It doesn't go away very quickly.
I was like, boy, do you know that we're in a little, we're not outside and we can't just blow it away? Yeah, that was my WTF.
Okay. Yeah, that's a real one. That's real. what you got, Shy?
So, I don't think I have a WTF. I feel like yesterday was a whole WTF with my car. But yeah. Somebody sent me this the other day. I think I posted something about, like, you never know what people are going through. And someone had sent me a meme online, and it said, God is going to give you more than you asked for.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like it really hit home on that day that I got it. And I keep on going back and, like, saving little notes that people do send me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they've all been kind of, like, talking to me lately. And I think my whole point is that it is true. Like, I feel like sometimes we get a lot more put on us than what's expected. And you just feel like, hey, what's next? What's next? But it's okay. Like, and it's also okay to not be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like right now, like, we're just going through this season of understanding that it's okay to not be okay all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, yeah, we feel like there's a lot on us right now, but we're still okay.
I love that.
So I just think if you guys are having a hard time or, like, struggling or whatever it is, like, just take a couple breaths and realize that you're breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's one of the biggest things is, like, the breath that you just took. God just gave you that breath, or whoever the hell you believe in, or if you don't believe anybody, the tree gave you that breath. So I think that sometimes when you're having a rough time, just realize, like, you're still able to vocalize and breathe, and you're breathing. Like, you're able to say,
practice gratitude.
I'm not having a good day.
I love that.
And I think that that's okay. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been telling myself the past few months, weeks, days, hours. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but it's okay.
Every day I'm like, okay, like, we're doing it. And I think that that's so okay. True. Like Kyle said, like, getting affirmations from other people always do feel good, but sometimes, like, I have to give myself affirmations mm-hmm. and not seek them from like Zach or whoever. And, like, I'm, like, standing in the mirror and telling myself, you're fine. It's you okay. And if I'm not fine, I'm not okay, and I'm still okay. You know what
right,
I mean?
You're going to be okay.
Right. So I think just feed into yourselves, give yourself positive affirmations, and realize, like, the breath that you just took, God gave you that.
Yes.
Wait,
I'm going to add to you really fast, Shy.
It is true.
Where'd it go? Oh, they're in my screenshots. Because there's different ways that you can do affirmations that tap into different parts
you
of your body.
You sent it to me.
So it's like with your root chakra, it's I am. It's statement, you know, an I am statement. Then your sacral, it's I feel. Your solar plexus, I do. Your heart chakra, I love. Your throat chakra, I speak. Your third eye, I see. Your crown chakra is I understand. So there's different types of, like, ways that you can, like,
affirmations. I love you sent me that video
within your life and manifesting. So I love that you just said that, because I've been trying to, like, share this, like,
yeah, I love that. Yeah.
So
yeah. But it's with important. All that said, I hope that everybody has a really good week this week. Mm-hmm. I hope that you guys just continue to thrive and just take care of yourselves mentally. I feel like I've been seeing so much online lately, and mental health is so real, and I just want everyone to take care of themselves at the end of the day. Yeah. Don't forget to follow us at Think Loud Crew on Instagram and on YouTube, and don't forget to tell your crew about our crew. And you can follow me at Shy Not Shy.
You can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn.
And you can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.